Hello students, it's your IELTS tutor Jack here, and welcome back to another episode of the IELTS Plus English Podcast. Today's topic is another tough one, to be honest, is history. Now, before we start, of course, go to my website, www.jacks-english.com, to get your free handout with all of the vocabulary, expressions, and today's questions. As I said, history, it seems a really tough one, but let me just give you a quick preview so that you know what to expect. This is not going to be a history lesson, and you don't need to prepare a history lesson if you're taking the IELTS exam. This is more about the topic of history. Is it important? Should we study history? It's not, hey, tell me about World War II, or fill me in on your whole history of your country. No, you don't need to know your history, but it helps. You know, there are some vocabulary I can see now which are related to your country's history. So try to go through the vocabulary and connect it to your country and see what's important to you. Anyway, I think a good thing to do today would be, because it's such a tough topic, I'm going to strictly use my structures, the IELTS Plus structures, throughout the whole podcast today. Part one, part two, part three. So you can see, if you use my structures, how you can tackle any subject in the IELTS test. Let's see how I do. We're going to start with part one. Remember, and I'm going to do this for every part, I'll remind you of my structure. Part one structure is direct answer, explain, you know, that's saying why or what, and an example is possible. You can add an example if you want. Let's start with part one, question one. Do you like learning history? I really like learning history. I think history is an important part of our life. It's connected to the way we live now, but also it's an incredibly interesting story. In my case, I love learning history through podcasts and also reading books. So yeah, I really enjoy learning history. So did you hear that? You heard introduction, explain, I did give an example, and then a little conclusion. Let's do another. Have you ever been to a museum? I've been to several museums in my life. I think the reason I go to so many is because I really enjoy them. I enjoy seeing artifacts from history. I enjoy hearing the stories, reading the stories in these museums and seeing how people lived. So yes, I've been to several museums. Okay, that time I didn't give an example. I could have. I could have talked about a specific museum that I've been to, but I decided not to because I felt like that was enough. So straight on to part two. Now in part two, remember, 2 minutes, it's on the clock now, but I'm gonna start with an introduction. I'd like to talk about blank. I move to the past, in the past, or when I was young. Then I talk about the present. Let me tell you a little more about blank. Then I talk about my personal opinion, for me personally. And then finally, future. In the future, I hope to, blank. Okay, so let's give it a go. 2 minutes on the clock, and today's question is, describe a historical period you are interested in. 2 minutes on the clock, let's start now. I'd like to tell you about World War II. In the past, I used to watch so many documentaries about World War II, and in school, we learned a lot about it. It's a really, really significant part of our history. In England. So we cover it a lot, all, you know, so many different stories from World War II, and also the timeline, that's very important when looking at World War II. We actually visit memorial statues, so we go to these places where big events have happened in France, in Germany. So yeah, it's a really important part of any English person, but for me, I'm really interested in it as well. So let me tell you a little more about World War II. This happened in 1939. It started in 1939 and continued to 1945. There were some really prominent leaders in World War II. Of course, Hitler, who was awful, but played a very big role in World War II. Winston Churchill, who was the English leader. He was the Prime Minister of England. So there were these important characters. And there was a very interesting timeline of the war, where at times Germany were winning. And then you've got the introduction of Russia and later America. So it's an incredible story. For me personally, I find the flow of the war particularly the most interesting thing, and also the little stories of heroism. Okay, there you go. So as you heard, I got to my opinion. It's quite a hard one, actually. The only good thing was I am interested in World War II, so that's true. Of course, for you at home, if you're preparing for IELTS, do choose what you're interested in. Choose the period you're interested in. I got to the opinion, but I didn't use the future. But that's great. If you can go to the 2 minutes and you don't finish, that's absolutely fine. Okay, part three. So now what you should be listening for is direct answer again, explain, an example. This time, I will use an example, almost certainly, because we need to lengthen it should be between 30 seconds and a minute per answer. So let's give it a go. Part three. Do you think the internet is a good place to learn about history? I think the internet is a very good place to learn about history. There are so many places to learn about history. So YouTube is the first that comes to my mind. You can also read blogs. There's so many news articles or websites dedicated to historical periods. So yeah, my example would be YouTube particularly. On YouTube, there is a series I remember which week by week goes through the First World War. So what an incredible resource that someone has gone through week by week. Each video covers a week in the First World War, and it's fascinating. So yeah, that's a great example showing that the internet's a good place to learn about history. What do you think we can learn by studying events of the past? I think we can learn just how to make less mistakes, really. When you look at the way that countries interact with each other, the decisions that leaders make, so many mistakes are made. And I think by looking at history, we can make more informed decisions. In my case, I would do the same. So if I look back into my history, I can see many, many mistakes I've made. And by analyzing them, or even just being aware of them, I can make more informed decisions now and not, of course, learn from your mistakes. That's the common phrase, right? So yes, I think we can learn a lot by studying events of the past. Okay, hopefully you can hear my structure. In that case, I could have given an example about some historical event, but I decided not to because it's hard. I just talked about myself. Finally, how have historical figures impacted modern times? Well, historical figures have had a huge impact on modern times through various ways, to be honest. But the way that comes to my mind is through technology. So take Steve Jobs, for example, who invented the iPhone. It was such a revolutionary piece of equipment. because it totally changed the way we use phones. Not only that, how we use MP3 players, cameras, all these different things, and it put them all into one item. And his idea for the iPhone totally changed the way we use phones now, and just generally his approach to technology totally changed the face of technology right now. So he has been had an impact on modern times. Great, okay. Again, I hope you heard the structure that I used. I think it was pretty clear. I did try to show it clearly. And overall, I hope you enjoyed today's topic, which was history. I hope you learned something, and I hope you like and subscribe to IELTS Plus channel on YouTube. And of course, subscribe to your podcast platform, because I know this is spreading over a lot of different platforms for you to listen to. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you have a fantastic week and study very, very hard. Have a good week and see you soon. Bye-bye.